Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's a podcast where we bitch about the Bachelor universe, or namely The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, how are you going?
I'm going, I think, better than you. seemingly, we haven't talked. You just walked in my house, flustered about, and now we're recording. And I'm looking at your face, and things don't seem to be okay. I'm worried about Tazo because he seems like he's about to lick a cactus. Oh, he's just walked away.
I feel like Mila Kunis at the start of Bad Mums, or like Sarah Jessica Parker in How Does She Do It?
I haven't watched either of those movies.
All those movies about like it's a woman but she has a job and kids. And she's just like, ha! Ah, and like everything's going wrong.
Oh yeah, like Steve Martin in Cheaper by the Dozen when he has to look after the kids for the first time because the wife, she's so good at it. Then Steve Martin does it for the day. Oh my God.
Oh, you can't think that's the plot. There's 12 of them. it's like that, but I'm extremely flustered. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this day can't get anywhere. I'm running around, I can't find things, I'm like dismantling my entire house. And then like I just got up to your house, I was like, I should take Tazzy for a little walk first. And then like this guy walked past who looked like my ex-boyfriend. I was like, this can't do. So then I like accidentally spilled Tazzo's food everywhere. Okay. I'm trying to get it. There's no way it was him. He's like a yuppie cunt. Why would he be in Brunswick?
Okay, yep. Okay. I thought for a second maybe you were dating the man across the road who me and Jono called 12 cameras.
Excuse me?
Because he looks like the man from the like Netflix horror suspense movie 12 cameras.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay, well, he's creepy as fuck. Well, and he just stands at his fence looking over waiting for people to murder. I'll show you. We also have a
tiny
lady,
old woman.
We also have a lady who walks up the street. She's always wearing like all one color, so either all pink or all blue or all green, and she just sings out loud.
Yeah, we've had her on the pod.
Oh, we have had her on the pod. I love her. Glad. Sorry, the movie's called I think 13 cameras. But oh wait, where's no? I just wanted to go images. Why isn't it now? It's just actually showing me cameras. Instead
well,
of showing
yeah, if you Google 12 cameras.
Yeah, well, apparently it's called 13 cameras or something, whatever. But can you see how creepy the man is in that tiny little photo there? That's what the man.
The one ripping off some duct tape with his teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that is my this boyfriend. Man. That is my boyfriend.
Yes,
you know who's
so.
Actually my boyfriend now?
Who?
Joker.
Yeah, you
did
like
you
him?
Watch the movie?
Yeah, I did watch it.
Okay, spoiler alert. I went in expecting a right-wing film because everyone's complaining how it's like an incel film.
Okay, good. Let's talk.
It's fucking Antifa film. It's like left-wing propaganda. I was so disappointed. I want to see how they would like, you know, radicalize young white men. But if anything, it was just a message that poor people should not put up with this shit anymore.
Yeah, and that mental health shouldn't just be pushed aside.
Right, because I thought it was going to be about this guy who just, like, does no one fucks him and then he's mad about it.
No.
But no, it was a man with, like, severe mental health issues.
Yeah, who had funding cut, who'd been mistreated.
Like, and I was like, well, you know what? Fuck Batman.
Yeah.
Fuck that little shit. I'm on Joker's side.
The dad is a fucking cunt. Yeah, I walked out being like, yeah, I guess he's an anti-hero.
But, just a hero.
But also, I mean, people were upset or whatever because they thought it was like glorifying violence. But I was like, I don't think many people watching the film being like, oh yeah, it's good, he's killing people.
Yeah, I like that.
I think
that.
People were like, oh fuck, no, this is a man who's hit his like the bot, he's hit rock bottom.
Yeah,
and he's done these terrible things, but he need not have had done those things. Spoiler.
Joker actually commits some crimes.
Sorry. And he commits some bad ones.
And it's got barely anything to do with him not getting laid.
No.
I was so furious. Yeah, it's wanted an incel hero.
Yeah, I think it's got almost nothing to do with him not getting laid.
Absolutely nothing.
Because he's getting laid in his mind. he's having good stuff happen in his mind, you know, and bad stuff too, but you know.
Exactly. I felt so ripped off anyway. Yeah. I'm Team Joker now. And yeah. I hate Batman.
I also like the scene where he lets one of the people go. I thought that was funny. Because I thought that wasn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a funny scene. I thought it was good. Because I was, like, picturing being the other person being like, fuck, no, he's definitely going to murder me. He's... won't say anything. Because I don't want to spoil it. No spoilers. Okay, what did we watch this week?
We watched The Bachelorette and Masked Singer, but we're not talking about that anymore because Danielle can't handle it.
No, Maldonado likes it, so I'm watching it.
Yes.
I'm watching it anyway, so I've watched it anyway. Okay.
I'm trying to remember who was even on it.
We had...
who got demasked? Oh, I didn't know either of them. We had a guy
who I didn't know who he was, and then...
An actor. He's in House Husbands.
And C... something.
Sea Shivu. That's who it was.
Sea Shivu.
Sea Shivu was great.
It's like the cops for the sea. Do you know what I think? Sea Change. It's not.
Oh,
it's
called Sea Change. Okay. I think. I thought you were trying to say someone's name. And no. Then the other one was Adam Brand or something.
Oh, yeah, Adam Brand.
Do you know him?
He's a country music singer. Like, I've heard of him, but he's not a good one.
I haven't heard of him, like, but I figured you would have.
I was absolutely baffled that it was actually a singer. Because it was bad.
It was bad. But apparently it was so he bad. Had gastro. He said he had gastro. But that was brutal.
Does gastro affect your singing voice?
I mean... if you're just exploding out of both ends, I can't imagine you'd sing very well at that time.
I would. I would. It'd be great. You've heard me on the pod.
It's brutal because all the notes I took were all like, obviously not a singer. But yeah. He's like a fucking country music star.
Yeah.
Well, upsetting. Anyway, so I'm 3 out of 6 on recognizing the... I guess you're more Australian than I am.
Only because I think... Adam Brand was on some stuff when I was a kid.
Maybe I'm like sure on he some came singing to your shows or something.
I don't know.
She had a sheep or something.
I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Lee Kernaghan sang the theme song for the Cowboys. Okay, that's all I know.
People were guessing Lee Kernaghan, and the only reason I knew Lee Kernaghan was because of you.
Thank you.
So that's something cool.
I try and educate the nation.
Okay, well, anyway, that was fine, but,
I have something to confess quickly before we start.
What have you done?
So the first episode, my pen ran out halfway, it was running out, and it was, like, sort of halfway through the episode, so, I just gave up, because it was my birthday. So I didn't take
it episode. Was your birthday.
It was my birthday, so I didn't take notes for the second half of the first episode. Thank you. That's a gift from you to me that I didn't have to finish writing notes for the second half of the first episode.
I also made you a pretty cool video.
You did make me a very cool video. It was very cute. All the photos you've been stalkily collecting of me for years.
Well, my phone makes it easy because I can just look up Danielle and then every photo I have of you.
I wonder
is
if
right
that would
there.
Happen on my phone.
Probably.
What Tazo staring at?
He's
just seen the ice cube I put in the drink. Okay. Oh, so he's the Joker. Get that dog some meds.
Well, that's fine because I barely paid attention to the first episode as well.
Okay, good. I mean, the first episode's always pretty boring anyway. By the way, okay, and we're back.
Just bitching. Just doing some little gossip. Anyway, okay, yes. Welcome to The Bachelorette. Angie is her name. I've been saying Georgie or some shit.
It was a friend called Georgie on also Gogglebox or something. Angie and Georgie are similar names.
They are.
In the vein
they
of
both
things.
Have G at the end.
Yeah, it's like Danielle and Gabrielle. I'd forgive you, you know?
If I called you Gabriel.
I wouldn't forgive you because you've known me for years. But if a random person, I said Danielle and they said Gabrielle, I'd be like, I'll leave
Gabrielle.
It. Yeah.
Is that a real name?
Yeah.
I know Gabriella and Gabriel.
I know Gabrielle. Mm. She's a hockey player, not a hockey player, a soccer player now.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Well, I think she's a freak.
Okay.
With a name that doesn't exist.
Okay. Anyway. It's Italian. I thought your boyfriend would have told you about it.
Oh, mamma mia. I'm going to be in trouble. So she fosters dogs. That's what I gathered from this, which is a very nice thing to do.
Yes, but there were so many dogs in this, like, preview thing. Like, it kept on cutting, and every time there were more dogs and different dogs. And I was like, is there literally 13 dogs hanging around? Because if so, that is too many dogs.
Well, that's what happens when you foster dogs.
You just have 13.
Yeah, that's the rule. It's 13 at all times. No more, no less.
That's a bad luck number. I want to know, how do you have that many? How do you look after that many? How do you not have the most disgusting house with that many?
I feel like people have lots of foster dogs.
I feel like they'd have hairy, smelly houses.
Oh, absolutely. They'd stink.
Yeah, okay. No, not for me. Maximum foster 2 dogs.
Really?
At a time, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So you are going to foster dogs is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, as soon as
you're
I get
making that promise
as
on
soon as
the
I,
pod.
As soon as I get a house with a backyard so that they can be free.
Okay. Wow, it's so noble of you.
What?
You just like...
I'd foster 2 dogs.
You're looking so longingly like into the middle distance just thinking about...
I'm going to have them one day. One day.
How good of a person you will be.
A big one and a little one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's fun. I like one. A small one for Jono because he doesn't like big dogs. And a big one for me because I love big dogs.
You're going to wrestle around on the ground with it, you little freak.
Yeah, he's going to have that thing that new dads get where they get jealous of the baby.
Oh, yeah. You'll be screwed. You'll have to go service him when the puppy's asleep. Anyway, okay, let's get into it. So you didn't write stuff down. You wrote some stuff down.
No, I wrote stuff down for, like, the first bit, and then my pen stopped working. You can see because of all the scribbles where I've tried to get it to work again.
Wow, that is some solid proof there. On that
and then
page.
I gave up.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Okay, first up, Osha gives us a little, some words to say about Angie. He says, she's fun. She's feisty. She's ready to fall in love.
Oh.
Yuck. I don't like that.
I love when women are called feisty because it means they have opinions.
Yeah. But also they're tiny. You could just push them around.
That's why I get called feisty.
Yeah. Feisty always makes me think of like...
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Nobody would ever call a Rottweiler feisty. They'd call it aggressive.
You better feel like people think all women are dainty.
I don't think anybody's ever called me dainty. They see me.
Well, yeah, maybe because you walk around going...
All right, sorry. Well, that's the way to you change people's minds, Naomi.
That's true.
You start being more aggressive in your... You start being more...
Sorry, I'm just a little...
You got to speak lower.
I'm a little pocket rocket.
You know that women's voices have gotten higher over the last however long it... Or lower?
No, they haven't.
Well, you get them more lower.
They've got lower, yeah.
Get that voice low. I'm one of the people who's gotten the low voice over time.
You're an activist.
This is my normal voice.
You're doing more than Extinction Rebellion right now. shout out to Extinction Rebellion.
I don't know what that is.
You, Danielle, can you keep up?
What is it?
They're the people, they keep like disrupting stuff in the city and like shutting down roads to protest climate change.
Oh, well, I've got a car now, so if you go stop impacting me. No, I'm joking. But also, as long as it doesn't affect a gig, I'm cool.
She buys one car and she turns to a baby boomer.
One old car.
Why won't people learn respect and just stop being offended by everything?
When will these cyclists get off my fucking road?
Anyway, just wanted to give them a shout out because everyone's trying to be like, we should arrest protesters now.
Only if we also get to arrest the other protesters. You know, the ones that are Nazis.
I think we just arrest them for being Nazis.
Okay. All right. I was just going to say, if we can just change that, then they can have their protest. Then we quietly tell everybody, hey, no more protests because we got the Nazis now. So calm down.
Yeah, I think the world will still end, but that's cool. Anyway, first guy is, I believe his name is Tim.
Yeah. I think Tim's going to be one of my favorite characters of the show.
Me too.
I like him so much so far. I thought it was funny that he bought her the most sunflowers any person's ever carried in their lives. But then she loves sunflowers. She's like, did you know I like sunflowers? He's like, nah, but I love sunflowers, you know? You're just having a bad day. You just like, you just, you see, you'd have a bad day, bad day, bad day, bad day, see sunflowers, boom, good day.
Now, I have to say, when we first saw the trailer, I was like, what's with all these gaunt men with long hair?
Yeah.
But now it turns out I love all the gaunt men with long hair. They're the good guys on the show. Yeah. What a twist. Anyway, so I like him. And then next we have Carlin, who seems nice.
Oh, okay. You wrote nice. I wrote boring.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing. And then there is the fireman. What's his name again?
Jamie.
For some reason, I've labeled him Angie. I want to give some context because when I was watching this episode, I'd just seen a house that I wanted to apply for on realestate.com.au.
Yep.
And so then, and it's like, I'm probably going overseas in like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so is Mark. But I just saw it and I was like, let's just apply. It's literally the worst time in our lives that we could ever apply to move. But then I just started doing it.
You could just do it. I mean, I had to move house before I moved to London in like a week. And I did it. You could do it. You could make it work.
I've got shit to do as well.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, if you just... you could just pay a removalist.
It's true. I have so much junk that I need to get rid of.
Yeah. And I mean, you'll be fine. You just move it all over there and you can unpack when you get back.
You're so right. Anyway, so that's what was going through my head. And I was busy like uploading my passport.
Whereabouts are we watching this? Whereabouts, which suburb?
Why? Should I say this on the
podcast? Yeah, no, but it's a suburb. It's a whole entire suburb. Nobody's going to come look for you in this potential suburb.
I was in Northcote.
Okay, that's good because me and John are thinking Thornbury soon, so maybe. So we'll be up the road from each other. Hello.
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 Stay tuned.
We could just catch one tram.
When we say our actual addresses next time when we move. We could catch one tram to each other's houses.
Yeah, I know.
What if we did the podcast on the tram?
No.
Okay.
That would be horrible. We've got all this gear.
Anyway, Jamie brought a puppy and... Angie just seems to be distracted by the puppy the entire time.
Well, Jamie is quite boring.
And also there's a puppy.
There's a puppy. I mean, it's a beautiful black... Is it a black lab or a chocolate lab? I couldn't remember.
I think.
Oh, little sweet angel. I love them. We went into a pet store the other day to look and they're having puppy classes in there at the time. And there was like this black lab who was like a baby one and it was all fat and it looked like a little seal. And
it had little folds of
skin. Oh, it had so many little folds of skin. Oh, I want a puppy so bad.
So Jamie's pretty proud of what he's done here, even though I'm not sure she even looked him in the eyes once.
No.
Next is, we also have, there's a guy called Cade.
Okay.
Cade?
Yeah, his name's Cade.
His name is Cade.
And he's a car salesman.
Well, he shows up dressed as a lifeguard. So one's to assume that he's a lifeguard.
Yeah.
But it turns out he's a car salesman.
And he acts like she is a crazy person for suggesting that he was a lifeguard.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
He's like, I just dressed up because.
Because.
And she's like, ah, why? And he's like, you know. And she's like, I don't know. Because he was trying to dress up as Zac Efron from Zac Efron's famous film, Baywatch, the remake.
Absolutely not. You got to do High School Musical.
Exactly.
And also, you don't look at all like Zac Efron.
Don't dress up as someone who's way hotter than you when you're trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just going to think about all the parts of you that don't look like Zac Efron.
Yeah. Zac Efron's like quite hot.
Apparently he's pretty short.
Apparently he's what?
Pretty short.
Isn't every actor?
Tazzy. Well, look at me.
Tazzo, stop being a psycho bitch, okay? I can't have it today.
Yeah, isn't every actor like pretty much quite short because they got to try and fit him in the frame?
That is not. What?
I don't know.
There's only so much frame.
Yeah, they only got little people.
I mean, The Rock is an actor.
That's true, but that's why everybody else has little stilts on the bottom of their legs.
Little stilts. I think they just cut off his legs.
Yeah, they do. He's got little stubs at the bottom now.
But then they just pop them back on at the end. Anyway, so yeah, he seems kind of annoying. And then we get was there anyone else you liked? There's like a super cut. Some guys. Someone did a line drawing of her. Did you like that line drawing?
No, I thought that was bad.
Oh, okay.
Did you like it?
I thought it was nice. Oh, I mean, I don't have the artistic eye.
A good birthday present, I guess, for you then. I'll do one of you. I'll do a line drawing of you covered in cum.
It's so beautiful.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I thought...
Who brought her a meat pie? Did you get his name?
Oh, no. He's got the big eyes.
The big eyes?
Yeah. He's got the, like... Yeah, he's got some big eyes. I can't remember his name.
But he brought her a meat pie, and then she's like, I'm vegetarian and celiac. And he's fucking devastated by this because his family owns a bakery.
But seemingly they all knew it was going to be her, so that's on him for doing no research.
Well, is it well known that she's a vegetarian?
I feel like it would be.
I mean, she fosters dogs.
She fosters dogs, and she's. It's not like you have... I feel like if you're going on this show to win a particular woman's heart, you watch as much content about them as you can, and guess what?
Really?
Luckily, she's on a show. I feel like that's the thing people do. They go on this show to try and win, you know?
I'd go on to lose. but I just feel like watching just like heaps and heaps of tapes would almost border on creepy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean,
but also you don't get someone a meal if you don't know their dietary requirements.
Yeah, no. Also, I thought...
You idiot.
I thought Matt... I thought it was funny that Matt, he's the guy who isn't in Nitro Circus. He's the bike rider.
Okay, I missed this one.
Okay, I thought it was quite funny. He rode in on his bike or whatever, and then he like went and talked to her, and then at the end he was like, I'm going to go get my bike and take it in because I want it for the time that I'm here. And I love that so much, and I thought it was so funny. And I'm really hoping that we get to see, like, you know how Ivan used to say, like, I need to go dance this out, and then there'd be shots of him, like, dancing by himself. I really hope we, like, get Matt having to, like, go ride it out, and then we go just see him doing big bike stunts.
Oh, you mean that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I like him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cute. that's so funny. I missed that whole thing. Kieran?
Kieran?
Kieran's the British one.
Yeah.
He's reminiscent of Paddy.
He is, but like a different version of Paddy.
But like the good twin.
Yeah.
He's wearing like a bright red suit. He actually seemed quite nice. And I think purely because, again, he's another gaunt man with long hair and British. I was like, this fucking lad. Anyway.
He also seems quite flamboyant and fun, and like he'd be fun to hang out with and not be like somebody who'd be like, it's just girls here.
Oh, yeah, he'd be, like, cool hanging with the girls. Is that what you
mean? Yeah, he'd love it. I think he'd love it. I think he'd be one of those people who genuinely loves cocktails.
Oh, right. He's the one who had the facial regime.
Oh, does he? Oh.
That was him. And then he was like, oh, I'll give Angie a facial. And then he was like, oh, no, 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 that's not what I meant. No, I meant my regime.
I like it more now.
Yeah.
I like that. I've had a breakout recently. I started using a new...
Oh, my God. Your face changed to sad so quick.
Yeah. Well, I had pretty much perfect skin. Yeah. And then people were saying that niacinamide is really good for your skin. And then I started using it, and then it broke me out. And also glasses. I started to get some pimples where my glasses push up against my nose. So I got to get used to that. I don't know. It's starting to clear up now, but I've had to discontinue... the things that I bought that had niacinamide in it, which was two things.
I'm so sorry.
I bought a new moisturizer, which was cheaper than my initial moisturizer, and I was hoping it would be a game changer, but I'm going to have to continue to use my expensive moisturizer that I love.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, back to the show.
And then we have Jess. Jess is a counselor.
Oh, Jess is creepy from the get-go.
He
carries a big chair in.
A throne.
A throne. Some would
say. He's wearing some sort of royal cape.
Yeah.
Like he's the king or something. Or the mayor. I guess that's the whole point.
But he's not the mayor, is he?
Well, no, he's a counselor.
Yeah, so why has he got this fucking king chair?
I don't know. He thinks it's top shit.
It makes no sense. And then he doesn't refer to her being a queen.
Well...
So why is she sitting in the throne then? He doesn't put a crown on her head.
He does give her a key to his apartment.
Which is creepy because obviously he should have said the key to my heart. Because it's lame, but it would have been better.
I actually think from the right person it would be funny. Like, oh, it's a key to your heart. It's like, no, it's my house.
That's true because it is creepier.
But he's ugly.
Yeah, he's
and annoying and creepy.
Yeah, I don't like him one bit.
Men are going to find that soundbite and they're going to be like, see... girls don't matter if you do something weird. It only matters if you're ugly, and if you're hot, they don't care.
Nah. nah, man, because, like, this dude's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And if you watched what he did on this show, you will be creeped out too.
Yeah. Yeah. And by ugly, I'm not just, like, talking about his parents.
You mean his personality. It shines through.
It's his vibe. His vibe is gross.
Yeah. He gives off, like, this slimy...
Anyway, we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
Okay. And then you see that her brother is there.
Ooh.
His real name is...
Mark.
No.
That's Brad. His fake. Sorry. His real name is Brad.
Yeah, and his fake name is Mark.
Mark.
And he's just there hanging around.
Yeah.
He's only there for the first night. I thought it would be cool if he was there the whole time.
Oh. I mean, but then...
like a mole.
Then you got to have... I reckon it would have been good to have him there for the first few weeks. But then also...
Nah, down to the final two.
You can't... yeah, I would have liked to have seen a few weeks. Before things get weird where people start talking about her like a future wife, because then people will be weird about the fact that he's not talking about her in a way.
Oh, yeah, you get to the point start where to Vanessa they don't Sunshine have a crush
in. Yeah.
On they'd her, start to be like, they're like, what the fuck are you even doing? Here?
Yeah. All right.
They should, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did do that next time. Just kept them there for ages.
But then are people gonna, like, I guess that's the thing is, like, people might be a bit more, like, hesitant to say anything if they think that there's a sibling in the house. But if it doesn't get announced after the first night, then they're like, sick, we're sweet. There's no sibling here. Then next thing you know, final six. Yep. Boom.
Final six.
Can't. And then three go.
Okay, and that would be cute because then, like, the brother wouldn't get time for ages, and then everyone would start to be like, oh, Mark's got no time, and then, like, he'd get a date, and then it would just be sister brother hang time all day.
That would genuinely be really fun to watch because they look like
great?
So cute when they were chatting together, like, they were like, and then everybody was like, Mark's the dark horse.
Like, fuck, they're getting along well, eh? Anyway, so he's there. They're all talking, and he's just listening to them just mildly objectify her.
Mm-hmm.
Or just talk about, like, oh, I'm trying not to look at her body, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to keep eye contact. Even though her, like, her dress wasn't that, like, form-fitting or anything. Do you know what I mean?
It was just, like, they'd cut it low and then made her wear, like, a dance costume underneath it. And I think it gave off the illusion that there was a lot of cleavage on display, even though it was covered with basically a stocking.
Yeah.
And some diamantes. I would more be looking at the diamantes because I'd be like, I want to know how this dress has been made. Let me have a look at all these diamantes, please.
Oh, that'll be your excuse.
Let me look at those titties. I was just
looking at the diamantes. Angie comes out. She's talking about war.
She's been single for 8 years.
Has she?
Yeah. She said in the show she's been single for 8 years and she's never said I love you.
She's never been in love. Well, she's never said I love you. She's never been in love.
She's never... I don't think she's ever been in love, but she's also never said I love you.
Wow. I didn't know she was a loser.
Well, I mean, if she hasn't been in a relationship since she was 21, then, yeah, that makes total sense because 21... I feel like before you're 21, you're probably not going to be in a... I mean, now people are going to think I'm weird or I'm bad for saying that their relationships aren't real or valid before they're 21, which is...
It's interesting because I've been dating Mark since I was 20, so...
Yeah, and when you were 22, you fell in love.
It's just interesting. That's fine.
No, but we also don't know how serious those relationships were or anything like that. Like, she might not have lived with a partner as well, or, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know what that included.
She would definitely know who she is.
Yeah. That's good.
It is good.
That's great. Now, I've got one last note before I've got no more notes.
Okay.
My last note is, Carlin has written a song.
Yes. So, Carlin has written a song on guitar, sings it to her, and she loves it.
Now, Carlin is, I think, I'm going to say, the ones we've seen so far on TV, because there are heaps we haven't seen, is so far the most, like, traditionally attractive man in the house.
Yeah, he's the, like, husband material.
Yeah. But this made me cringe so hard.
Yeah, to be fair, I was like filling out like previous employer details while I was watching this.
Okay.
But I thought it was fine. I was just looking at her reaction more than anything. And she was like, usually this would be really embarrassing and I would hate it, but I actually really like it.
Because you're hot.
Because he's hot as.
Yeah.
Maybe hot people can get away with things.
I think they can.
Okay, you know what's fine.
You know what's annoying is I feel like everybody on this show for like 2 months before they've gone on, the like the staff or whatever of the casting crew or whatever have given them like a regime to follow. Like they've been like,
no.
All right, so you got to do this with your skin so your skin gets clear. We got to have you have this perfect beard, 5 o'clock shadow, whatever it's called. We got to have different clothes on you sometimes then.
Really?
I think so, because a lot of them are more like, a lot of them I feel like are more groomed than the traditional man would be that I've seen just walking around Brunswick. But to be fair, that is not,
I mean, you're in Brunswick.
I am in Brunswick, which to be fair, most people are in their pajamas at the shopping center. Yeah, okay, so I don't live in a place where people care about their appearance, so I guess.
But they're going on TV, like, I feel
that
like
is true.
People always, if they know they're going to be on a TV show, they, what did Alicia said, she like went to the gym like a maniac before she went on Bachelor in Paradise, I think. She got a rig.
I'd like to see, because I absolutely, like, the girls of course would prepare. Because girls are girls and they know they're going to be scrutinized on national TV. But I would like to see what the men do beforehand, like how much money are they spending before they go on the show just for like casual clothes, for like when they're going on group dates and stuff, like are they spending money, because all the girls clearly do, they're all buying like linen dresses and things like that.
They probably have all that stuff. I think you're underestimating the type of people that apply for The Bachelor. Like half the men who are on The Bachelorette like used to be like topless waiters. Like they're all people who care about their appearance.
That's true. I would struggle because I wear a variation of the same outfit every day of my life.
Oh, so do I. I wear jeans and I wear a top.
Yeah, I wear a skirt and I wear a top. I've had
that's the only difference between us.
I only get a new skirt when the other one's worn down. I've been known to replace a zipper. Because the zippers stopped working.
Replace a zipper?
Yeah.
You pov bitch. Get out of here. How dare you?
Well, if I
how
like a skirt.
You mend clothes?
I like a skirt, all right?
How dare you mend something? That is not how it is done in this fast fashion economy. You throw it out, okay?
I mean, I have.
You disgust me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway. Carlin's singing his nice little song. Then the lifeguard can't. It's my time. So he just like goes up to them when they're talking, I think, when the song's over. And he's like, here, give me the guitar. And he starts playing the guitar and it's not good.
No, well, I think he knows he can't actually play the guitar.
What's he doing?
He's just sort of going
like.
It
was so embarrassing. He's like made himself part of, it wasn't like he's like, can I grab you now? He like picked up the guitar. He made himself a part of the moment and a really embarrassing part as well.
Yeah, I think he thought he was being funny, but really he was being annoying. He's also got the most annoying face.
He does.
It's like you've got like 1% Zac Efron and the rest of it's just annoying cunt from high school. You know the kid who nobody actually liked but would continually be loud and annoying in class and everybody would like stick up for the teacher. Because this kid was so annoying. You know that person. I hate Cade. I hate Jesse and I hate Cade. Jess, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jess is way worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. We see Brad, talking to Angie and they're all calling him the dark horse. And then Brad says to Angie, Angie's like, how are they? And he's like, oh yeah, they're all pretty nice. That Jess guy said, apparently he said that if you gave him a rose, he would hand it back. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. So then she goes and talks to him and he's like, and he says, darling, why would I say that? First of all, any man who like calls a woman he barely knows darling.
I don't think I'd even let somebody who knows me well call me darling.
Yeah, or even a woman. I don't think anyone legally should be allowed to call someone else darling.
No, that's like calling somebody like a flea. Because it's
what?
Darling is like, you're an annoying person, get out of, like, stop doing what you're
really?
Doing. I feel like it's like calling somebody a flea. Like an annoying little, nah. Leave me alone, you little flea. Leave me alone,
I mean,
darling.
That's like the passive-aggressive take. But even the like sweet take is like, oh, sweetie, don't you worry your pretty little head. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, look at you. Why don't you just sit on that little shelf and smile? Yuck. Oh, darling. Anyway, darling, why would I say that? And she's like, I don't fucking know. Why would you say that? And he's like, no, I said if you didn't give me a rose, I'd be okay with it.
Which isn't what he said.
Absolutely not.
Because we kind of actually know what he said.
Do we?
Which is that, yeah, he said he wouldn't want the 24-hour rose.
Oh.
Because he said he thought it would be a lot of pressure and you could really ruin it. Which, to be fair, he would. His best plan for this was to shut up and just try and yeah. stick in the background for a bit.
That's so true.
That was his best bet to get further in this because he was never going to get by on his looks. And now, knowing his personality, he was never going to get by with that too, you know?
Nah.
You've either got to be really hot or really great. You know, if you don't... You
at
gotta,
least one.
You got to be, yeah, really hot to get, like, continue through this show or have a great personality and be really funny and sweet and nice.
Yeah, you've got to be the... I mean, there wasn't really one in the last season of Bachelor.
No, because Todd was hot.
No, Bachelor was Eleanor was a little bit that one. You know, there's usually someone who's like really fucking hot who makes it to the top three, even though they're basically like, eh, take it or leave it.
I don't want you.
I can't,
Matt. I can't. We've got to stop making fun of that accent because essentially we are making fun of an accent, but it was ridiculous.
I mean, it's French. It's fine.
I can't. I don't think that's French. I think that's South African, isn't it?
No, she's from Mauritius. They speak French there.
Yeah, but it's like she sounds South African, though. It's like she's...
No, it's French. Is Papa? It?
That doesn't sound Papa. French.
Danielle, I can't. I can't with you. I can't do it.
Look how happy
whatever,
you are
she's
with
white.
Yourself.
Anyway, whatever. He, like, manages to get by the skin of his teeth. And then they reveal someone is the brother. Woo! And then we find out it's Mark, mm-hmm. but it's Brad. And then Angie, he's like, here's who you should pick for the 24-hour date. And she's like, okay. And then she picks him for the 24-hour date, which is Carlin, the guitar mm-hmm. man. And Jamie really thought it was going to be him. And he's extremely upset.
Sorry, also...
The fireman.
Yes. Jess also then got really angry that he'd been called out and went back to the boys.
Right.
And was like, one of you said that I said I'd hand back the rose and I know it was you, Jamie, because you were the only person who I said I'd hand back the rose to. And then because Jamie had told the boys what he'd said, then Jamie started to freak out and started like crying about the fact that now... Somebody's gonna think he dogged the boys or something. I don't know.
It was like, I didn't do it.
He was like, people, I've been working as a fireman for 20 years and people think that's the most trustworthy profession. I would never talk behind somebody's back. Never. And I was like, well, I mean, you did, just not to her. But it did get back to her. That's how talking behind people's backs works.
Yeah.
And eventually can get back to them.
But also, who cares?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
He was extremely stressed out about it.
Yeah.
But this is like half the people I know would be like this. I feel like I'd be like this. If someone was like, you wronged me, I'd be like, So I feel for him. Even though I feel like Jamie is already being like he's edited like, as the next Charlie.
Yeah, but I don't think he seems like... Charlie seemed to be potentially violent.
Just as a reminder, Charlie was from last season of The Bachelorette and just super protective of Allie and just mad and just like was constantly angry at Bill, the other contestant, for like being disingenuous. This is defamation. Anyway, sorry guys, just edited out some defamation.
Sorry guys. Sorry guys, I just accused Charlie of being an abuser.
with seemingly no proof. Yeah. But maybe there was that we forget about.
Yeah, I think there was, anyway, but who knows.
But it might have just been a dream.
Yeah.
Or it might have been that time we tried to look him up on the criminal system because we were like, surely he's got a criminal record.
He just seems
crazy. Anyway, he definitely was at least emotionally abusive, yes. In my opinion, allegedly. But anyway, back to Jamie. Jamie's just that same. He's like really just insecure, and he's just in love with Angie from day dot for some reason. She's lovely, but it's too much too soon for any stranger.
Way too much too soon. If she knew how he was like in his mind treating her, she would be like, okay, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Who are you? Did you bring the puppy?
He's also, so she is 29.
Okay.
And he is 39, which is crazy because he seems 25.
He seems 25.
Not his face, but his personality.
Yeah, that is brutal of you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so he's upset. He thought he was going to get the rose for some reason. I didn't think there was any evidence.
Because he's a fireman. That's the most trustworthy. Duh. That's why he thought he was going to get it.
And then we have the rose ceremony. And Jess does get given a rose, and then he pauses before he accepts the rose. And then he goes back into the little cluster of men.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, did you see what I did up there? How good was that?
To Cade or whatever he was like,
Lame.
Did you hear see my paws?
He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, how good was that?
Good paws.
Cool, man. Cool paws.
Yeah.
You idiot.
So like, you just had the thing where you got called out for maybe saying no, you wouldn't take the rose.
Yeah, he's just trying
to
make
her. So just fucking take the rose.
He's just trying. You know
what it is?
He's
trying to
make
her insecure. He's trying to.
He's used to.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
Yeah, he's used to being in a world where he has the power. He's a counselor in Noosa, which is just second to President of the United States.
He's a big shot.
The most powerful position in the world. But I'm sure that he's just used to treating, like, just kind of disrespecting women to keep them in their place.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, literally nobody in Noosa would know who this person is. Unless you're the mayor,
they might. I mean,
nobody
they have to get
knows
voted
who you are.
In.
He looks.
I feel like they have.
If
like
I saw that
smarmy community.
Man's face on a poster, I'd register to vote just so I could say, get him out. I've registered
well,
to vote.
Like,
I'm okay to vote. All right, don't worry. Don't. But I would if I was like 18 and I hadn't signed up yet. I would sign up to vote just so I could not vote him in.
Don't worry. We legally have to vote in this country. If you're listening from another country, yes, we are better than you. We are forced to vote, which means that you can't get psychos in. Mm-hmm. Some psychos do get in, mostly from Danielle's home state. So I'm going to blame her for it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that all
strangely,
the good people left.
Strangely, that's where Noosa is.
Okay, sorry. Get out of my face about it, all right? It's hot up there. Your brain doesn't work right.
They're all melted. But I feel like in Noosa, because it's all like old retired people, they would actually probably know who it is. And I feel like older people are the only people that would be charmed by someone like Jess, because they'd be like, oh, he's just a larrikin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't care that much about like treating women with respect.
Yeah, old.
Because they're old and they just care about their negative gearing or something.
Yeah, a lot of old women also kind of like that like cheeky boy stuff.
Yeah, they do.
You know? They love a bit of, touch my bum. No, grandma. It's not cool.
It's not cool, grandma. Oliver and Josh don't get a rose. Whoever they were.
Yeah, I don't even remember seeing their faces.
It feels like it's harder to tell men apart from women. Maybe it's because they're all wearing suits.
Yeah.
You remember the ones who brought props and stuff. But I feel like at least the women usually wear different colored dresses.
Yeah.
And have different length hair.
That's it. That is true. Yeah,
most
was
of
one of the ones
together.
Who went home one in like the purple velvet suit or something?
I cannot tell you.
I do not know. Because I cannot remember either of these two men. But to be fair, I don't remember the women who leave in the first episode, really.
I remember one man of colour.
He's still here.
But is that it?
Yeah, there was only one. Because okay. I kept on referencing it to Jono and I was like, he's going to be around for a few episodes.
The only line that I heard him say was after they're like, someone's her brother. And he's just like, well, it's not me.
I thought that was real funny. He's going to be funny. I think he's going to be good.
So now we get to episode two. We have the 24-hour date with Colin.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's being pissed off at Jess. They're like, fuck this guy.
I'm going to die because. So when Angie walks in to come and get Carlin for the 24-hour date.
Yeah.
There's like a cutaway to Jamie who's saying to the camera, it was the worst day of my life. About seeing Angie leave with Carlin. It's like, Absolutely not.
No, I
people have died in house fires that you've been trying to save.
No, I think they cut that together because that didn't seem like a full sentence. And okay. I feel like he was saying that was the worst day I've had since I've been here.
Okay.
Because he would not, I mean, that's fucking crazy. I feel like they edited it together.
Nah, I want to believe. I know that I always defend editing for
women.
For women, but God, I want to believe that this man said worst this was the worst day of his life.
Nine perished, but it was nothing compared to the day that Angie took Carlin away for the 24-hour date.
And they slept in different tents.
No, there's no way. But he did say he was devastated to see them drive off. Jamie clearly has Stockholm Syndrome, just 100%. He's going crazy immediately.
Yeah.
He needs to be out in the bush. Is he from the country?
I have
like
no idea, but I'm obsessed with this psycho man. He's crazy. I'm obsessed. Oh my God, he drives me nuts. He also shows no expression in his face ever when he's talking.
Oh my God, you're being so mean to this poor man who's in love.
Watch it though, Naomi. Watch the show. Watch when he talks. He has no, I don't know if he's got Botox or something so his face doesn't move at all.
No, he's just grew up with masculinity.
Okay, but he doesn't
I
move
feel
his face,
he just
and
got
it's so
told
funny.
Not to express anything.
It's just so funny to hear him say things like, "I've got a really good sense of humor," or to say, "I was devastated when she left with him," without having a different facial expression.
He does seem a little bit like a haunted man from some like dark film.
He seems like a character, is what he seems like. It's baffling to me. Anyway, Angie and Carlin, they go on a date to a swamp.
Okay, it's a farm.
Okay, sorry.
And they're doing glamping. She says, "I used to think I was really complicated, but I'm actually a simpleton." That's what she's learned.
Okay.
So I guess she just got that from people being like, "Women, what are they thinking all the time?
I'm actually really low maintenance." I love camping. But glamping, yuck, I don't want to actually camp, yuck. Yuck, I want to take more things than I'd take if I had to go to a hotel.
Oh my God.
I love glamping.
Oh my God. She would she loves camp. How dare you? She did. They set this up so that it would look good on TV, Danielle.
No, I
have no doubt that she knows how to pitch a tent.
I was making fun of people who say that they're low maintenance.
Oh, right. Okay. I think she actually is low maintenance, especially if she has 13 foster dogs.
Yeah, definitely. No, absolutely. She's not spending time.
She says she got them separate teepees because, quote, "I'm a lady."
I wouldn't judge you if you were in the same TP, Angie.
But also, I think it would be psycho if you met someone the day before and then you committed to sleeping in the same bed. I don't think, like, it's not a matter of being a slut or not. It's just that that's fucking crazy to be like, so I got us just one bed.
Yeah, I'd lock the tent door even if you'd had a nice day together.
Exactly. Anywho, but I mean, if you did just want to go down that route, if you were the bachelorette, that's fine. You'd probably send all the men insane and they'd punch each other in the face 20 times each, but that's your choice.
Oh, we also find out a fun fact about Carlin on this date.
Oh, what is it?
Carlin is married.
Yes. Yes, he wants to open up. Says, yes. I'm married.
He is married, and yes, they have been separated for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, is the biggest red flag in the world.
Why?
What? Why are you saying why? Because they only got married in 2016. So if they got married in 2016, it's 2019 now. It was probably halfway through the year when they filmed this.
Yeah.
So halfway through the year, take 6 months off that. It's 2018. Take a year off that. It's 20. So they were married for a year.
Yeah.
So they, I would say that if somebody got married and then they get divorced within the year, that potentially they got married to try and save the relationship.
You don't know that.
No, but I'm also saying that.
It could be anything.
I just think that if you are. I just think that if you get married and then you get separated within a year, then you don't know what you want.
Oh, my God. This is why people stay in unhappy marriages, Danielle, because of people like you who judge them for
don't
it.
Don't get married.
Like, no, and then, well, what if you got married, huh? What if you're like, oh, I'm in love, and then after you get married, they turn into a cunt? Then you're like, oh, well, people like Danielle are going to judge me, so I'm just going to stay in this unhappy marriage for 10 years.
No, I just don't think that, like he said that there was nothing wrong. It was just that they drifted apart. Which I think means that they didn't put time and effort into the relationship.
You are. I'm so mad at you.
Okay,
this.
I'm sorry that you're mad at me, but I think
you shouldn't judge people for for making a necessary change in their life.
Okay, well, I just think that
I hate it when you people stay together when they shouldn't.
No, but I just think you could have spent more time working out if they were the right person for you before you got married.
Oh my God, getting divorced does not signify failure. Okay, this is where I come out. I'm married. We've been separated for 5 years, but we haven't finalized the divorce. And that's why I was really sensitive about it. It's Mark.
Well, I think it does seem like a red flag to be, yeah. Also, they've been separated for a year and a half.
What if he was with, and I don't want to, this could go either way as well, but I feel like Carlin's a nice person, but what if he was with someone who was like, we got to get married now or we got to break up or something? Like, what if he got pressured into it or something? There are people like that who exist.
Well, I think if and he got pressured into it, then he also would have been pressured to stay in it.
Yeah, but then what if it just took him longer to build the courage to leave or something?
Then I feel sorry for him, but I don't think that's what happened here, considering she left the country.
He's such a bitch.
No, I just think that this is, I think this is, why aren't they divorced then if they got separated a year and a half ago? I know you got to wait a year, but then the divorce could be finalized by now. I feel like if you're going on a show, you should have finalized your divorce.
I feel like divorces take ages.
You just got to be separated for a year, then you can file all the paperwork. And
yeah, but I feel like it takes years to do the process of divorce. Usually it takes fucking ages.
I don't know. I think you can get it done in pretty fast once you've had the year.
Oh, how many times have you gotten divorced?
I know, but my mum and dad got divorced. Thanks for bringing it up, Naomi.
Oh, so did mine, bitch.
Yeah, when you were a child.
Oh, I was 8.
Yeah, a child.
Oh, sorry, you got happy together parents when you were a child. Wow.
Oh, you think they were happy, do you?
And yet you criticize people for getting a divorce. That's funny. Anyway, she says, holy dooly, which is absolutely, what the fuck is that? Holy dooly.
Yeah. Have you never heard somebody say holy dooly?
It's hooly dooly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I've only ever heard holy dooly unless
apparently this is a
unless
Brisbane
you've
thing.
Got the child band, the hooly doolies. They say, we are the hooly doolies. And who are you? We are the hooly doolies.
That was born out of people saying hooly dooly. I think it's different across state lines. Because I think it's a Queensland thing to say holy dooly.
Okay.
Which just seems crazy, because why wouldn't you just make it rhyme? Anyway, whatever. We're fighting so much. We're gonna get divorced.
This is not a good episode for us.
Now she's concerned that this is crazy to me. I guess because I'm not judgmental. Mm-hmm. But okay. She seems to think that him coming on the show after like still finalizing his divorce is him trying to like get back at his ex and be like, look how good I'm doing, which is insane. Because who would go on a reality TV show to prove that they're doing well?
Yeah. No, I don't think he's doing that, but I do think that it is still a red flag.
Yeah.
I know we agree to disagree on this because you were looking at me with angry, angry eyes.
I mean, I'm trying to stay calm, but yeah, I'm furious. Anyway, he's like, okay, well, I'm not doing that. She's like, oh, you're just doing this for fun and you don't like actually want a girlfriend, you're just doing this to prove how good you're doing. And he's like, no. And she's like, okay. And then he gets a rose and they have a kiss. Mm-hmm. And then there's a group date and they show up. People are pissed that Carlin's on the group date, very annoyed at this.
Well they would have had to organize a car service to take him back to the house and stuff.
Yeah, so really it's the infamous photo shoot date. Mm-hmm. That we have every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually seen the photos from these photo shoots. I think this is a like new idea or some shit.
No, well, this one's for The Age or something, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
I said The Age. Yeah. Ooh, I think usually they're for like TV Week or something.
Yeah. Anyway, it's that day. So the cars pull up where they were camping and it's a photo shoot. And the first one is like some like mermaid thing, but it is so funny.
Tim is so funny as the lobster.
God, they're like, okay, so there's a merman and a lobster. And then it just cuts to Tim. He's wearing a full lobster costume. His face is painted bright red entirely. And he just goes, you are joking.
But to be fair, he does a real good job with it. And they put like a green eyeliner on him or something, like on his red eyes that make them look so evil. But he did a good job at this. He was having, he looked like he was having fun in the background and he was making her laugh.
Yeah, he just took it. He just took it so well. He looked so stupid. Yeah. Matt, your favorite guy, was
Matt's
the merman.
Not my favorite guy.
Isn't he the one with the big eyes or something? What are you talking about?
No, Matt's the dirt bike. I like him. I think he's, I think it's funny that he's a dirt bike rider. He's
right.
Like, I think Tim's my favorite.
Right, right. Okay. So Matt, the one you love, and Tim, my favorite, that you hate him.
What? So Tim's my favorite. Get your own favorite man. Your favorite man's Cade.
No, don't.
That's your favorite man.
Don't.
That's
Danielle.
Your favorite man. Your favorite man's Cade.
No, I don't like Cade.
You love Cade. You want to kiss him. You want to love him.
Oh my. Anyway, Tim's dick falls out or something.
His balls.
Of his costume. But he, you know, he shakes it off. And then the next one is a farm shoot. Now, this is the one, this didn't get much attention because something happens with Jess later in the episode. So I feel like this guy got off so scot-free. So
I don't know, because I still, after the episode, he was the one I was talking about more than anything.
Yeah. Well, not anyone else, because he only has like 300 Instagram followers.
Okay.
Warwick.
Well, of course, nobody wants to follow this psycho.
Yeah. So Warwick, so they're dressed up in animal costumes. Warwick's dressed as a chicken. There's someone dressed as a cow. Someone dressed as a pig. They've got like their faces painted and everything. And then Jamie's dressed as a farmer. They're like her like farmer husband or whatever. And Warwick is not happy. He has this little like thing to put on.
he's got the little beak that's got the little like cockerel or whatever. It's the cockerel's the thing on the top of the head, but it's got the two little
the thing that looks like a ball sack.
Yeah. And then Tim says to him when he sees it, he says, "It's not the first time you've had nuts on your face." And then Warwick freaks out.
Yeah. First of all, Tim, don't make us cancel you for this homophobic joke, please.
Yeah.
Tread lightly. Because I won't accept this again.
No.
But also, Tim gets so fucking mad at this joke. And he just absolutely cracks it. He goes, "Lads, this is too far." He walks off and he's like, "Oi, where's the soundy? Because I'm going to rip the mic off and break it if someone else doesn't do it, because I don't know what I'm doing."
I mean, also, they're not that delicate. Just take it off gently. You know?
Oh, they are pretty delicate. But they're very expensive. You got to be careful with those.
Yeah, but I feel like every time I've taken it off, it's been fine.
I mean,
take it off and you just unhook it and then you put it down.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you
it's
just
fine.
Can't rip it off. You just have to be gentle when you take it off.
What sort of psycho would rip it off?
I mean, Wazza.
You just gently pull it off.
Wazza has so much testosterone, he simply can't do anything gently. And then he goes, "This is fucking ridiculous." And then he takes his shirt off. And then you see on his back, Wazza has a big tattoo across the back of his shoulder blades, his entire back, that just says Wazza in like that fucking, what is it, medieval shit.
It's like some sort
it's
of
like the
script.
Same, it's the same font that Ben Cousins has us in on his abs. You know, the like, "Such is life," or that Ned Kelly quote. Anyway, why do you have your own nickname tattooed on your back? Excuse me? I mean, that's crazy. Anyway.
You don't have Noomi tattooed on your back?
I mean, not my entire back. It's just a little one.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Tasteful.
You don't have Dazza?
No, I got D-Walks.
Has anyone ever called you Dazza?
No.
Have they tried?
No.
Can I?
No.
Anyway, he's so mad, but it's so like everyone else, half the other people are dressed stupidly, but in his defense,
half of them, every single one except for Jamie.
Well, the merman
who's still dressed as a, I mean, the merman still, you still wouldn't want to be in that for day-to-day life.
Well, no. No, you also wouldn't want to be walking around shirtless, but that other guy looks all right too, Jackson. Anyway, but what was I going to say? Okay, so half of them look stupid, but this is what producers want. So I'm like, I understand that you're upset because they are trying to upset you. They want you to be upset. But then also, you're just giving in.
Yeah, you
by
can't
upset.
Bite like
and also,
that.
It's not that bad. You're just dressed as a chicken.
I
calm
mean,
down.
Also, imagine when you go back, because he's a construction worker. Imagine when he goes back to the work site having freaked out like this on the show.
Oh, my God. That is the thing. If you don't want people to make fun of you, the worst thing you can do
is rise to it. Yeah, you got to be like, ha, 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 yeah, and then put it away, mentally file it away that you're going to bully Tim at some point.
Yeah.
All right, that's what you do.
I mean, it's just like the worst thing he could have done. Anyway, so Angie comes over. She's like, oh, where's Wazza? And they're like, oh, he's gone. And then we hear in Angie's words, apparently he chucked a massive nana. See, she is like ochre Australian in a way that isn't forced like the honey badger, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then without Wazza, because he's stormed off in his little painted yellow face, they do like the farmyard shoot. And this is where it starts to get really, really gross. So Jess is dressed as the back end of a horse, and then someone else is the front end of a horse, whatever. So he's like sort of bent over the whole time. And then the photographer's like, Angie, can you get on the back of the horse? And then Jess says, don't worry if I get some wandering fingers.
Yeah.
Ew. That was... Angie's like laughs uncomfortably and she's like, oh, you're okay. Like, oh, you're a bit, you know, do you need a bottle of water? I don't know. She says something like trying
well,
to.
Well, then we
the
see
thing
like
that you
a...
always do. When someone says something inappropriate, you're like, haha, well, no.
Yeah. And there's a cutaway. She's like, you know, sometimes when people are nervous, they say stuff. Like, she's very understanding of this.
Yeah.
Thing that seemingly he just does all the time. He likes to make women feel uncomfortable.
Yes, which we will see some evidence of in a moment. Anyway, she's like sort of on the back of him, and then he starts like fucking gyrating against her, and it's gross.
Yeah.
And then in the next shot, he's sort of standing next to her, and she's like sitting somewhere else, and he's like, because he's bent over, his face is like next to her ass, and then he goes, "Oi, have a look at my view. This beats my last girlfriend." And then he's like panting and poking his tongue out and like biting at her ass from like centimeters away.
Yeah,
it's like a maniac.
It's really uncomfortable and disgusting.
What, like do you really want to be caught on camera doing that? Are you crazy?
Yeah, that's psychopathic. It made me feel so gross, and like I felt embarrassed for her because I know how she would feel. Like, I feel like she would be so uncomfortable, and she's just trying to do this thing because she's got a job to do.
Yeah, she'd just have so much adrenaline rushing through her, but then be, like, trying to smile and be like, ha-ha, I'm fine, ha-ha-ha-ha.
She also can't right now be like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Because...
That would be good, though.
Yeah, I would have liked it if she did that, but she also probably maybe even didn't see it fully, because if it was behind her.
Yeah.
And then some guys are outside watching it, I think Tim and... Matt or something are watching it, and they're like, that's not on, man. That's fucked.
That is fucked, man. Anyway, this is where we find out every other man here is a hardcore feminist. And then the last photo shoot is a classic, always the one-on-one to make every other guy jealous. And they're dressed as like penguins or whatever, her and Jackson, this other guy.
That's Jackson, that's the meat pie man.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you didn't recognize him when he wasn't in penguin attire.
No, well, yeah, if he doesn't have his shirt off, I'm not interested. Anyway, it's very intimate, and they're, like, very close, like, noses pressed against each other, which is what they always do.
Yeah.
Jamie has to stand there and watch. They're trying to get a rise out of him, clearly, and he's like, oh, I just want to run in there and pull him apart.
Well, Jamie, don't do that.
And it's like, chill. And Tim is not happy about it either.
They said this wouldn't be an intimate photo shoot. This is intimate. That's really intimate. You can't tell me that's not intimate. So, all right, they're in front of an igloo wearing, like, kind of silly clothes. Like, this photo's not a good photo.
No.
This photo's psycho.
Their costumes are fucking crazy. Yeah.
She's wearing some sort of, like, swimming, like... costume
like
up top to keep the sun off when you're in the sea, and then the bottom is like a crazy tutu,
and then like bright yellow knee high or like thigh high socks that are supposed to be her little penguin legs.
Yeah, these aren't good costumes.
It's the least sexy costume I've ever seen. It's like, you know, when like they make Halloween costumes the sexy version of something. It's like trying to do that with a penguin, but just like failing completely. I mean, she doesn't look bad. She's still beautiful.
Yeah.
But he just has his shirt off, which is a much easier way to go about it. Anyway, so they're watching this, and then Jess says, if that was me, I would have laid one on her, just slipped the tongue in. And then he says, shit, I bet she's turned on. She's up for it. Oh. He's like getting randy over watching
this. He's so fucking gross. Because you know he doesn't think of women as women. He thinks of women as like the ladies from porn.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, oh yeah, I see them when they look at you like that, they want it. And you're like, all right, dude, nobody's ever looked at you like that.
Anyway, we just said, I like British guy. I've written that somewhere. And then we cut back to the house. It's like the cocktail party time. Warwick's still mad. Everyone else is in their suits, but he's just walking around in a hoodie.
Yep. He said, he said when he got given the chicken, he knew he wouldn't meet the love of his life this way.
Yeah.
Oh, it was when you dressed as a chicken you knew the reality TV show wasn't going to be the way you found love.
No girl who liked me would ever give me a chicken costume. Anyway, he says, fuck this, I don't want to be a chook on national TV. No one would have remembered that you were a chook. You would have blended into the background. We would have forgotten all about this if you didn't, like, get so annoyed.
He also said, he's like, I've got a good sense of humor, but that was fucked. It's like, nah. Did you see Tim? Tim made it real funny.
He did.
He made it funny. Don't you like seeing people laugh? He's like, I like to laugh and joke around, but not when people, I don't like people joking around about me.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
serious.
It was so funny. It was I'm the first person to have a joke, but not at my expense. Yeah. And it's like, then you sound fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. Chill out, man. Oh, my God. Anyway, Kieran, the British guy, is like, oh, it's just a laugh. Have a bit of a laugh. And he's like, sit down, mate. He's like so pissed. And he's like walked off. He's like, what a bunch of tossers. And then he's like, funny thing is, I'd still be here if I was the farmer. And it's like, well, then you're stupid. If it's just because you got given the stupid costume instead of the normal one that you're not, you're fucking crazy. Just relax.
Also, I mean, of course they had to put Jamie in the farmer costume because he, like, they were calling him Woody from Toy Story, but genuinely his face looks like Woody's face. Like, it's uncanny.
Anyway, Jamie has something to say about this, which is, like, he goes, it's like you ripped up a $10 million lotto ticket, spending your life with Angie. Come on.
Okay.
Okay, relax.
Angie's not like winning the lottery, okay? You don't even know this woman yet.
I mean, she's great.
Yeah.
But again, maybe you could say that about someone who is the love of your life.
Yeah.
But putting a woman on that high of a pedestal is never going to end well. Because you're going to have expectations of her and she's going to, like, catch you fucking, like, staring, like, longingly at her all the time. And it's going to make her feel weird because she's not going to feel like you're equal.
I just feel like Jamie doesn't – I feel like he doesn't talk that much either. Like, I feel like she'd be at home with him and he'd just be sitting silently.
Staring at her while she watches
like,
TV.
All right, dude.
good stuff on TV. Do you want to watch that?
No. I want to watch you. Jess is being a creep again.
Angie arrives.
Oh, sorry.
And then Tim says hi to her and she's like, oh, you look like you're wearing eyeliner. And he goes, yeah, I am.
He's so
she's
sweet.
She's like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, oh, Tim. He's so cute.
He's nice.
So he's just living his own fucking life. He's not worried about being a fucking chook or worried about what people think of him. He's just a man wearing eyeliner on TV.
I reckon Warwick would have left if Tim tried to put eyeliner on him.
Huh?
I reckon Warwick would have, I reckon Wazza would have left if Tim tried to put eyeliner on him.
Yeah. I'm not gay.
That's for fucking women, man. She'll think I'm a woman. She'll think I'm one of the makeup ladies.
Anyway, and then they tell her that Warwick has left. And then she's like, oh, okay. And then she goes, well, there's a warning for you ladies. Even as the Bachelorette, you can get ghosted. Now, I went on Waz's Instagram, which, again, he has like 300 followers.
Yeah.
And then in his bio, it's like, on The Bachelor, some season, whatever, not a public figure. He's like real pissed that he went on, basically. And then there's a picture of like, Angie hugging him as he's getting in the car to leave. And he's like, oh, me when I ghosted the Bachelorette. Because he actually said goodbye to her. but I mean, he still did kind of ghost. Even though he said goodbye, he was just like left. Anyway, but I guess not. Maybe, whatever. I don't care anymore. Bye, Wazza.
Bye, Wazza.
Way to make something that could have been fun really stressful.
And just strange. Like, everybody was kind of weirded out by your reaction. Like, I was like, oh, that's a red flag that you can't handle a joke. What would happen if you had a kid and like your little boy wanted to dress up like a chook?
Oh, absolutely not.
And you'd be like, get that thing off your fucking face. All right,
go roll around in the dirt.
Now come back here when you dress like a fireman.
Yeah, yeah, something tells me that he would not enjoy having a gay son. Anyway, okay, so, apparently, okay, the British guy's name is Kyron. Sorry, I pronounced it wrong. Oh, I'm so sorry. So now we have Jess, yes, telling the dudes that he was shocked that Jackson didn't go in for a kiss. And then the other guy's sitting near him like, oh, yeah, it's not really the right time, is it? And he's like, I would have just grabbed that sweetie and laid one on her. And then Hayden, mm-hmm. whose name I only know because of this line, mm-hmm. he just immediately goes, I'd fucking hope not.
Yeah. Which one's Hayden? Is he the one with the big eyebrows?
I don't know.
Was he dressed as a pig?
I can't remember. Okay. All mm-hmm. I know is that was a very sincere and genuine reaction. Yeah. That is like, fucking hope not. So we love him. And then they're like, they say something about, like, what if she, like, pulled away or something like that. And he goes, I don't mind if she turns her head. I've kissed plenty of girls before and they've turned their heads. I'm used to it.
That's, okay. I feel like you should know if somebody wants to kiss you or not.
And
you can ask.
If it's happened to you, like, sure, maybe you, like, misread a moment or yeah. something. If it's happened to you so many times that you're used to it,
yeah.
then fucking stop.
There's something wrong. Because then there's also people who've kissed you who didn't want to because they felt uncomfortable saying no. Or they yeah. were scared in the moment that if they said no, something could happen.
Yeah.
So.
It's fucking gross.
Jess, you are.
He actually kind of reminds me of this guy who, when I was like 18, he was like friends with. I think I've talked about him before because he was like cheating on my friend with like two other women, it turned out. Anyway, one of the first times I met him, he like leant in for a kiss on the cheek. And just as I went to kiss him on the cheek, he like turned his head and like kissed me on the lips. Yeah. Which is,
did you say
a mild you type should of have assault?
Said, you should have said, I have heaps of herpes.
couldn't get away with that these days because it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, he probably still does it, but he reminded me of this guy. You know, like, just pushing boundaries and being gross.
Yeah.
Yuck. Anyway, and then someone was like, that doesn't mean it's the right time. And then he goes, bottom line is I'd try.
Ugh.
Fucking gross. Like, there's just absolutely no way that she would want to kiss you there. He's just saying that you had an opportunity to get close to her lips without her having time to pull away or get yeah. away from you. Gross.
Yeah,
anyway, Carlin's like grossed out by all this and he's like, I feel like I have to tell Angie. And I'm like, yeah, you do. In some of these instances, I'm like, just let it play out. But I'm like, I don't think she's safe.
Carlin said he sees it as his responsibility to call men out. But I sort of felt like, but you didn't call Jess out. You
oh, but they've all been calling out the whole time.
Yeah, but they've all sort of just been like, nah, men, nah, instead of being like, this is why you can't do this. Like, it doesn't seem like he actually ever got called out.
There is a point where he kind of does.
Carlin does.
Yeah, I wrote down a lot of the dialogue. Okay, that good,
because
here.
I
basically transcribed the rest of the episode.
Okay, good, because I got pretty pissed off when. Sorry,
wait. Okay. Okay, chill, bitch. no one asked.
Yeah, because I got kind of annoyed at this when I felt like everybody was talking about Jess and Carlin was like, you can't do that. And then instead of him confronting Jess, he went and told Angie. Because I was like, well, then you are sort of making this lady deal with this man instead of you calling him out on it and then going to tell her.
But I would argue that they already have when he's like, oh, I would have done this. And they're like, well, you shouldn't do that. Like, that's them just putting their foot down there. Yeah. And then they do it even more later on. But also, it's like,
I want more of a confrontation.
She's the only one with the power to actually send him home.
Yeah.
Like, if they could, like, if it was any other situation, then yeah, maybe she doesn't need to know about it because
it's going
to
make
like,
her feel
just, you can just be like, he's a dick, don't talk to him again. But she's the one who can decide if he goes or stays, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck, you hate Carlin so much.
No, I just wish there was more of a confrontation about this issue instead of her having to deal with it all.
There is, okay, well, I'm going to get to the other confrontation that happened beforehand. Then we get a little supercut of him just sexually harassing women. See, one of the waitresses, like, walking by with a tray in the mansion that you never usually see mm-hmm. because they are kept off camera, but you just see Jess looking at her and going, look at you, like, looking her up and down. And then there's a shot where a producer's asking him questions. She's like, in terms of love, what have you been looking for? And he looks at her and goes, you. And then she's like, does like the same uncomfortable laugh. She's like, oh my God, inappropriate. And just like, obviously sort of moves on and tries not to anyway, blech. So then Carlin tells Angie he's been saying sexual stuff towards makeup women and the crew. You should know this. And, like, said gross stuff about you. And then Angie says, what the hell? What are you doing here? What a waste of a tank of gas. Got to agree. Anyway, and then you cut back to the boys in the mansion.
We call it petrol in this country, Angie. Just letting you know.
I mean, it wouldn't really roll off the tongue.
From one Australian to another.
Then, like, the guys are sort of standing around talking, and then Jess overhears his name, and he goes, what'd you say about Jess? Say it to my face. Like, it's such a funny confrontation here. And they're like, oh, well, Angie's going to have a chat to you later, apparently. And then he goes, cool, bring it on, bitch. Now he's, and then they're like, what the fuck? Did you just call her a fucking bitch? What the fuck? So mad. I honestly think that Jess was talking to the guy when I don't think he was talking about Angie when he said bitch, but I mean, it's not much better. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't calling Angie a bitch there. But they're fucking furious. And then one's like, you need to follow Wazza out the front door. And then he goes, there's no cameras on us. So, and then I think it's Matt, the little motorbike guy. Yeah. He's like, I don't give a fuck if there's cameras. The fact that you talk about women like that and the way you speak to women, it's not right. And then Jess goes, that's a fucking joke. And he goes, don't sit there and call someone a bitch. Like, it's disgusting. And then he goes, I'm glad to see you're that sensitive. It's nice. And he goes, it's not sensitive, bro. It's disgusting the way you speak about women, the way you talk to women. And then Tim goes, go and tell her you think she's a bitch. I dare ya. So I would say that's them pretty clearly calling him out, being like, the way you talk to women is gross. What more do you want them to do?
I don't know. I like those two. I was just annoyed that Carlin was like acting like he was the big dog of the situation and then ran off because he didn't want to have the confrontation.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was annoyed at him, not the others. The others like did the thing. Yeah. I was annoyed that Carlin was just like there because I felt like he knew it was wrong. And instead of him in the moment calling out Jess's behavior, he said it wasn't okay and then went and told Angie.
Yeah, that's true. The real heroes are Matt and Hayden.
Yes.
Who are just like, fuck you, bro.
Fuck you, bro. Don't do that, you know?
Don't be a misogynist, bro. anyway.
I like Matt. What a wonderful dirt bike rider.
He's so cute.
I love him.
Anyway, Jess says, he's like, whatever, they can't take a joke. But Angie says she likes a guy who can have a laugh, so... Meanwhile, cut to Angie, and she's fucking storming towards him. She's not happy. So she pulls him aside.
Because those things aren't jokes.
No. They're not jokes. No one thinks they're funny. No one thinks you're funny. Everyone thinks you're gross. Anyway, she's like, hey. She pulls him aside. She's like, I feel like you took it too far on the photo shoot, and I was uncomfortable. And then he goes, you jumped on my back. I was the poor little horsey. Mm. And the look in her eyes is amazing. She's so mad. She's like, no, I got told to jump on your back as part of a photo shoot. I did not ask you to say ride me and move your back while I was on top of you. And he goes, I was just wagging my tail. She's like, don't. No. She just like won't put up with any of it. Oh God, I've transcribed so much of this. I'm just going to read it. Okay. She goes, and I've heard from the other guys that you don't say very nice things about me, and you've actually made a lot of the makeup artists and crew not feel very comfortable. And if there's anything in my entire life that I've been super sure of, is that I will never allow a man to come in and fuck with my sisterhood. Never. Can't have that in my life. Like, I feel like you think this is a joke, and that really annoys me, because he's, like, smiling or whatever. And he's, you know how much I hate that, when people are getting reprimanded and they just smile through it.
Yeah.
To try and get some power back. You just look like an idiot. Anyway, she goes, I'm not here to muck around. I don't want to waste more time. You're not treating other women nicely, and I'm telling you, it infuriates me that I'm still here talking to you. You never talk about me as a person. You always talk about me as a piece of meat. And he goes, you're absolutely right. I see I didn't approach it in the right manner. And I know what I want, and I know what I don't want. If a man can't accept and respect what I'm putting down, I'd rather be single for the rest of my life.
I liked also when he was talking over her.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, stop talking over me.
Yep. He goes, okay, I have so much respect for you, okay? She goes, you know what? I don't think you do. I've heard a lot. And he goes, yeah, you've heard a lot. You haven't seen. She goes, no, you're not letting me talk. I know my gut. After everything I've heard, I really don't believe a word you say. I don't trust you. And I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. And then again, you have, I'll agree with you that Carlin doesn't actually stand up to anyone, because then you have him in the background and he goes, damn straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just from a distance. And then obviously he gets taken to a car, and he goes, I was wiggling my tail. I was a horse. What? We saw everything. Yeah. We saw the like drooling. We saw this is better than my ex-girlfriend. We
saw the biting.
We saw that I'm used to women having to like turn away from me because I make them uncomfortable. Yeah. We saw all of it. And he goes, I'm going to go back to Noosa and find the love of my life in a dirty, dingy nightclub.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to try and date rape somebody then, I guess. Are you? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. So that was thrilling entertainment to watch. Mm-hmm. But I saw people on Twitter, they were like, how did he get through? Like, isn't there a vetting process? And I'm like,
yeah, there is. They wanted him on the show.
Obviously, they
wanted to put her through that. They were willing to put the staff at risk.
Yeah, they wanted this feminist moment at the cost of actually seeing these women get harassed.
Yeah.
So that you would have something to fight against.
Honestly, though, I'm kind of glad because it looks like people are calling for his resignation from the Noosa Council.
So. But you can't.
What?
You can't make a councillor resign, but he's up for re-election in March, apparently.
Yeah, so he won't. He'll be out.
Bye.
Bye, bitch.
But that's someone who, like, absolutely should not be in a position of power because he was just doing it to everyone. Yeah. It wasn't like it was, like, after Angie and being inappropriate towards her. It's like he just talks to women like this all the time. So I have no doubt that in a professional setting he would be gross.
Yeah, hopefully he works out what's right and what's wrong.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he's getting fairly harassed at the moment.
Good, because he can see what it feels like.
Yeah. But Angie wants people to stop calling for him to lose his job and stuff.
Why?
Why?
Oh, why?
Why, though? I mean, I guess everyone needs a job, but also I don't feel like you should be, like, making decisions about a city or have a position of that kind of power if you're a harasser. Anyway, that's just my opinion, but luckily he's gone so we can focus on Hayden and Matt.
Yes.
And you can disrespect Carlin some more.
Well, sorry, but I think that you agree though now that he didn't do anything.
You'd have to rewatch it. I'm sure they didn't show everything either.
Yeah, but I feel like they would have shown as much of men sticking up for her as possible.
Yeah, you're right. They probably would have.
They wouldn't have, like,
but I'm
cut
actually
out
really happy
stuff.
With how many of them did. Yeah. You know?
I'm so pissed off with Carlin from just saying it's his responsibility as a man to call out that behavior. And then you run off and go tell somebody else so you don't have to do it. Absolutely not, Carlin. I see you. You're a cuck. And that's why you broke up with your wife.
Oh, my God, Danielle.
Sorry.
He's like one of the last people who deserves to be bullied by you.
I'm sorry. Ugh. I'm sorry, Cullen. You're very hot. Congratulations.
And now I can't remember what was in the preview for the next episode, but I remember being excited about it. So.
Yeah, I don't remember it either. I think I might have turned it off then.
Wow. As soon as you heard Osha say it's time to leave. Actually, he didn't even get that far.
Nope. We didn't do a rose ceremony.
Because we got rid of two of them. We got rid of two of the worst ones.
Didn't need to do a rose ceremony.
Didn't need the formalities.
We got the two psychos out of there.
Yeah.
The two who have let people know that they're psychos.
So just a rule, ladies. If you want to get a man out of your life, dress him up as a chicken.
Yep. Dress him up as a chicken and then put them in a room one-on-one with a few other women. Or just one-on-one, have different rooms set up. And put little cameras in there and mic them up. See what happens. Then you'll know. Then you see what happens.
You'll see if he's the one.
You'll see if he's the one.
Get someone that you know harasses women. Put them in a room with women. And then put your so-called boyfriend in a room. See what he does.
Yeah, see if he sticks up for you or if he just comes back to you and bitches about the men. I identified that there was something wrong there. No, I did not say anything at the time, but I need you to know that I know there's something wrong there. Now you go sort it out.
No. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of all this shit for this week.
Yep. Okay, you got some reviews?
I'll find out. But why about in the meantime, you tell us what song we're singing this. Do you want me to read the review?
Okay, yes.
Okay,
Naomi.
We have one new review. Just keep an eye on that, everyone. Don't want to
cancel the pod midway through a season.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you never found out what happened to Angie. So this one's from Can't Stands, 69.
Yep.
Love that. Love these ladies. Oh, wow, 5 stars.
Thank you.
Huh.
Thank you so much.
Huh. My good golly gosh. Do I love this pod? These ladies are the type of gals that you feel you would be best friends with in real life, right?
Thank you.
I know I would. The pod could use a little more cowbell for sure. Good. Surely a reference to the time we talked about the cowbell sketch.
Oh, yes.
And I complained about Jimmy Fallon, my enemy.
Yes, that wasn't even on this podcast.
Wasn't it?
Oh, I thought this was because the cowbell maybe from when we were on Primates and Matt was talking about the cowbell from Christopher Walken, the big ape.
I feel like I've complained about it on both podcasts.
Okay.
I complain about it a lot. I hate Jimmy Fallon. keep doing what you're doing and being the stars you are.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Can't Stands, your 69. Thank you so much. Now, what song are we singing this week, Danielle?
We're singing a song called Overworld.
Oh.
As usual, it's by Kevin MacLeod, our wonderful music provider for the entire world.
Music daddy.
Music daddy, yes. This one, it says, so instruments, synth.
Great.
Feel, eerie, mysterious, driving.
Mm.
The description is this. You want adventure?
Mm.
You want a princess?
Mm.
You're not getting the princess, buddy.
Oh.
But adventure waits in Overworld. How much adventure? A statistically significant amount. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 beats per minute, or roughly 18 milligrams per liter, the density of adventure is unusually high, and in some cases, even at 18 beats per minute, you will get a weight closer to 19 milligrams per liter. Download comes with a faster version, a super faster version, and a slower version without percussion for lazy titled screens and whatnot. You can download this in an uncompressed format here. Download comes with individual tracks so you can make your own mixes. Okay, Kevin. Calm down.
Is Kevin MacLeod a feminist hero? What was that thing about the princess? You don't get a princess as a reward.
You want a princess? You're not getting the princess, buddy. But adventure waits in Overworld. I don't know.
I mean, he might just be referencing something.
Yeah, he could be referencing something. I guess he probably went to PAX or something. Did you go to PAX?
I did go to PAX.
Of course you went to PAX.
Oh, shut up.
What do you mean? Of you go every year.
I do go every year.
I know that. I've been a few times. I don't know why I've been to PAX, to be honest. I'm the least PAX person ever, but, you know, sometimes you get those lanyards. You just go.
Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Were there heaps of people dressed up as your favorite goose, Game Goose?
There were. I didn't really pay attention to what people were wearing, but there were. I saw a lot of pictures online of the people wearing the goose. Or just characters from the Goose Game.
Okay. Cool. Well,
it's a hit.
We should probably end this podcast now. Okay. It's been an hour and a half.
Okay. It really?
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry about this long episode. Anyway, we love you.
Bye.
Batch, 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 bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.